RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to pay tributes to late Thai King Bumibol. Indonesian aviation industry developing nicely. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo plans to visit Bangkok, Thailand to offer condolences following the death of King Bumibol Adulyadej on October 13th. According to the Presidential Secretary's Office, President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Miangas, North Sulawesi on Wednesday, from where he would proceed to Bangkok, Thailand. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that President Joko Widodo's decision to offer condolences in person showed the depth of the bilateral relationship between Indonesia and Thailand, as well as common members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. The Vice President further said the white elephant sculpture in front of the Jakarta National Museum was a present from the King of Thailand and is a symbol of friendship. Industry Minister Erlangga Hartanto said, Indonesia's aviation industry continues to develop and grow significantly, citing increasing air traffic of both passenger and cargo. Erlangga said in a press release on Wednesday that the growth of domestic passengers has increased at an average of 15% per annum in the past 10 years. The number of international passengers has risen by around 8%. In addition, Indonesia is the world's third-largest country in Asia in terms of aircraft purchase behind China and India. Minister Erlangga also said that Indonesia also has the infrastructure to develop aviation industry. The National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, and state-owned aerospace company PT Dirgantara Indonesia are developing N-219 aircraft, which will be followed by the development of N-245 and N-270 aircrafts. Director General of Metal Machinery, MOTE, of Transport and Electronic Industries, the Industry Ministry, I Gusti Putu Surya Wiryawan said, the ministry continues to push for aviation industry economic self-reliance. The Industry Ministry has initiated the establishment of Indonesia Aircraft and Component Manufacturer Association, INACOM. Interior Minister Cahyokumolo said the election bill will soon be finalized. Minister Cahyo believes that the bill will be concluded before the House of Representatives DPR enter its recess period on October 28. Minister Cahyo also said he is open to inputs from both political parties and the society. The DPR itself had urged the government to conclude the election bill because recess period is fast approaching and it would be ideal to have it in place 24 months before elections are held. Cahyo believes that there is still time to deliberate on the draft bill. The stage will only begin by the middle of next year. He further said that after the DPR's recess period ends, the ministry will have 5 months of deliberation time for the election bill. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, has praised Indonesia's commitment to supporting the peace process and independence of Palestine during the 43rd session of the OIC Council of Foreign Ministers in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. It was said by the Indonesian Foreign Ministry in a statement released on Tuesday. According to the statement, OIC Secretary General Iyad Madani has emphasized that the implementation of the 5th OIC Extraordinary Summit on Palestine Al-Quds Al-Sharif in Jakarta in March 2016 was a breakthrough that had recalled the importance of the settlement of conflicts in the Middle East as a whole. Madani conveyed appreciation to President Joko Widodo's administration for its support of the world's effort to achieve peace in Palestine. His praise was echoed by foreign ministers of Palestine and Kuwait. Madani stressed the importance for OIC to take a role in developing cooperation initiatives among member countries in the field of education, as well as ensuring peaceful conditions to avoid a repeat of various conflicts. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU General Assembly is being held from 18 to 26 of October 2016 in Nusa Dua Bali, Indonesia. The first ABU meeting conducted by ABU Sports Section discussed Asian Games 2018 broadcast rights for ABU member countries. In the meeting, the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union Secretary General Javad Motagi said, ABU is going to sign a letter of intent with Indonesia on October 25, 2016.
We are going to sign a letter of intention with Indonesia on 25th of October here, and that is related to Asian Games. We have been discussing about Asian Games with them. Still may be time in terms of what role they are going to give to ABU. We are clear what we have wanted, and a letter of intention will be signed on 25th of October. Hopefully that will be followed by further negotiations with the host of the Asian Games.
In the meeting, the Secretary General of ABU, Javad Motagi, also said that all journalists can come to Jakarta and have opportunities to cover the sport events. Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU General Assembly, which is held in Nusa Dua Bali on October 18 to 26, has a big theme, Media for the Future, and consists of several discussions. One of the discussions is how to train the professionals of media in reporting special issues such as climate change in different ways and packages. Chief Assistant to Secretary General of the ABU, Natalia Ileva, in an interview with RRI in Nusa Dua Bali Tuesday, said there is no doubt that the media has not fully prepared to inform and educate the public, especially related to climate change that is happening in the world today.
We realize that actually media is not ready to inform and educate on such complex issues like climate change. Mm-hmm. So our main focus as Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union is to train media professionals in news, in programs, even in entertainment, because easily can talk about climate change adaptation during a soap opera or a children's program in a very entertaining way, so people learn and are educated without even noticing it.
Natalia Ileva further said that ABU will hold special training or workshop for journalists to identify issues related to the climate change, including the food and water security issues. The last item. Indonesia is one of the countries rich of cultures. With various ethnics and languages, Indonesia is expected to show its identity as a civilized nation which has unity of its ethnics. It was said by Deputy of Social Sciences and Humanity of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Trinuka Pujastuti, to media after an international conference on social sciences and humanities at LIPI's building in Jakarta Tuesday.
Sejak zaman dahulu sampai sekarang, sebenarnya mempunyai spesifikasi yang khas.
Indonesia has had its own characteristics in the Ecuador area as a country of multi-ethnics and multi-languages. However, we could unify ourselves together as Indonesia. The word Indonesia means not only Indonesian language or the Indonesian nation, but also a power of identity, how we run the country with this identity.
Moreover, Trinuka Pujastuti also said Indonesia could use many social problems as an investment of experiences to contribute for the nation. She said the ethnic diversity is a reflection of Indonesian people who have respect each other. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to pay tributes to late Thai King Bumibol. Indonesian aviation industry developing nicely. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled New UN Secretary General Faces Staff Challenges. The largest organization in the world, the United Nations, or UN, has just chosen a new Secretary General. Antonio Guterres will be the 10th UN chief replacing Ban Ki-moon. The election ran faster due to the support of many parties, especially the permanent members of the Security Council. A total of 193 of the 200 UN member states chose Guterres to replace the South Korean Ban Ki-moon. The resolution was read out by the UN Assembly President Peter Thompson in a session at the UN headquarters in New York, United States, Thursday, October 13, 2016. U.S. President Barack Obama appreciates the elections of Antonio Guterres as the UN Secretary General. He considered Guterres as someone who has character, vision, and skills to manage and lead the UN in dealing with critical time today. In addition, the President of France, François Hollande, said the United Nations requires a strong man and it was Antonio Guterres. He is considered capable of determining the direction, leading, and making changes. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry in a press statement welcomed the elections of Antonio Guterres as the new UN Secretary General. Moreover, the election process was open, inclusive, and transparent. Indonesia hopes new UN Secretary General would prioritize conflict prevention, encouraging Addis Ababa Action Agenda and the Paris Agreement. Addis Ababa Action Agenda is the basis for the implementations of the Global Sustainable Development Agenda, while the Paris Agreement is a continuation of the Kyoto Protocol and Doha Amendment of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, which is an agreement on the reductions of greenhouse gas emissions. Indonesia is also always ready to cooperate with the new UN Secretary General in maintaining world peace and order, which is in line with the country's 1945 constitution. Initially, observers and members of the UN had suspected Russia of putting obstacle on the former Portuguese Prime Minister step forward as the UN Secretary General through a veto. However, the complicated conflict in Syria, which resulted in a massive wave of refugees into Europe, seemed to have forced Russia to support Antonio Guterres, who had also served as a director of UNHCR, or the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, to soon occupy the positions of UN Secretary General. He will start to occupy this position on January 1, 2017 to last until December 31, 2021, and he is expected to be able to solve the refugees problem as well as its effects. The elections of Antonio Guterres as the UN Secretary General is very appropriate given his experience as director of the UNHCR for 10 years until 2015. It can be used as the basis of a policy related to the issues of refugees now engulfing the world, especially Europe, as a result of the crisis in various parts of the world, such as conflicts in the Middle East, Northern Africa countries, and in the countries of ex-Soviet fraction. The problems of refugees, which is the UNHCR affairs, has become hot because tends to be associated with the emergence of violence, even terrorism. In addition to the problem of refugees, the matter of climate change must also be addressed carefully and with certainty to find solutions, primarily related to the Kyoto Protocol and its following agreement like Doha Amendment and Paris Agreement, because climate change will impact the life of all mankind in the world. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment that brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with what occurred on October 19, 1954. Rudy Herianto, Indonesian men's doubles badminton player, was born on October 19, 1954. Rudy Herianto was an Indonesian badminton player in the era of 1980 to 1985. He is one of the outstanding athletes trained in Jarum Kudus Badminton Association. In his career, Herianto paired with Haryamanto Kartono and won the All England twice. The first was in the 1981. In the final, the pair beat fellow players Indonesia Chun Chun and Johan Wahyudi. Hence, in the 1984 All England, the pair managed to beat England's Mike Trudgett and Martin Dude. In the 1981 World Championship, Herianto Kartono gained a silver medal in the final after losing to fellow Indonesian players in Indonesia, Christian Hadinata Adechandra. Over now to 1987 Bintaro tragedy. Bintaro tragedy is a tragic accident involving two trains in Pondok Betung, Bintaro, South Jakarta, on October 19, 1987. The accident that killed 156 people and injuring more than 300 people was the worst disaster in the history of transportation in Indonesia. It also attracted the public attention in the world. Tanah Abang Merak Economic Train, which departed from Kebayoran Transit Station, collided with Rapid Economic Rangkas Bitung Jakarta Kota Train, which departed from Sudimara Train Station. Investigation after the incident showed negligence of officers in Sudimara stations that provided a safe signal for the train from the direction of Rangkas Bitung when there was no safe statement from Kebayoran Station. This is done because the tracks in Sudimara Station were full. Let's end this edition of Today in History with what happened in 1995. Malaysia, new administrative center Putrajaya is established. Putrajaya is the administrative center of Malaysia, replacing Kuala Lumpur. Established on October 19, 1995, it was named after the first Prime Minister of Malaysia, Tunku Abdul Rahman Putra, and also became the third federal territory of Malaysia. The other two areas are Kuala Lumpur and Labuan. The 46 square kilometers territory of Putrajaya today was obtained from Selangor after a transaction with the government. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again on Voice Green. Today we talk about almost 200 countries agreed to reduce greenhouse gases in refrigerators and air conditioners. Almost 200 countries agree on binding agreement to reduce greenhouse gases, rumah kaca, in refrigerators and air conditioners. The agreement was delivered in a meeting which addressed climate change in Kigali, Rwanda, on Friday, October 14, 2016. The agreement is a big step to tackle climate change that it was enthusiastically welcomed when it was announced on Saturday, October 15th. The agreement, which was signed by the two countries with the biggest economy in the world, namely the US and China, classifies countries in three groups, with different deadlines to reduce the use of hydrofluorocarbon gas, or HFC. This gas was introduced tens of years ago as an alternative for ozone-depleting chemicals, but the gas turns out to cause global warming. Such gas can be 10,000 times stronger than carbon dioxide as greenhouse gas. The U.S. Foreign Minister John Kerry said the agreement is a historical advance step. He made the statement after the meeting in the capital city of Rwanda, Kigali, on Friday evening. Based on the agreement, developed countries, including the U.S. and many European countries, are determined to reduce the use of the gas in stages starting from reduction by 10% until 2019 and reduction by 85% until 2036. Many rich countries start to reduce the use of hydrofluorocarbon gas. Two groups of developing countries will freeze their use of gas until 2024 or 2028. India, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and Gulf countries have a longer deadline. The countries refuse to have earlier deadline because they have middle-class people who still want to use air conditioner in hot climate. Meanwhile, earlier deadline for India will harm industries which are developing. The third group is extreme hot climate countries in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. The countries will start the process of hydrofluorocarbon gas reduction by 2028. Chairman of the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, Eric Solheim, said that last year in Paris, the countries promised to keep the world safe from the worst impact of climate change. In Kigali, they followed up the agreement. Solheim's statement refers to climate talk in 2015 in Paris. However, unlike Paris Agreement, Kigali Agreement is binding. Kigali Agreement sets a special frame time and requires rich countries to help poor countries to adapt their technology. Several developed countries stated that they will give additional fund by $27 million, while coalition of 19 philanthropy agencies will provide additional fund by $53 million. Well, listener, that was Voy Green from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo plans to visit Bangkok, Thailand to offer condolences following the death of King Bhumibol Adulyadet on October 13. On October 13th, according to the Presidential Secretary's Office, President Joko Widodo visited Myanmar's North Sulawesi on Wednesday, from where he would proceed to Bangkok, Thailand. Vice President Yusuf Kala said that President Joko Widodo's decision to offer condolences in person showed the depth of the bilateral relationship between Indonesia and Thailand. Industry Minister Erlangga Hartanto said Indonesia's aviation industry continues to develop and grow significantly, citing increasing air traffic of both passenger and cargo. Erlangga said in a press release on Wednesday that the growth of domestic passengers has increased at an average of 15% per annum in the past 10 years. Interior Minister Cahyokumolo said the election bill will soon be finalized. Minister Cahyo believes that the bill will be concluded before the House of Representatives DPR enter its recess period on October 28. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, has praised Indonesia's commitment to supporting the peace process and independence of Palestine during 43rd session of the OIC Council of Foreign Ministers in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, ABU, General Assembly is being held from 18 to 26 of October 2016 in Nusa Dua, Bali, Indonesia. The first ABU meeting conducted by ABU Sport Session discussed Asian Games 2018 broadcast rights for ABU member countries. Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU General Assembly, which is held in Nusa Dua, Bali, has a big theme, Media for the Future, and consists of several discussions. One of the discussions is how to train the professionals of media in reporting special issues such as climate change in different ways and packages. Indonesia is one of the countries rich of cultures. With various ethnics and languages, Indonesia is expected to show its identity as a civilized nation which has unity of its ethnics. It was said by Deputy of Social Sciences and Humanity of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Trinuka Pujastuti, to media after International Conference on Social Sciences and Humanities at LIPI's building in Jakarta Tuesday. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is with pleasure that we meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, in modern era, children are more familiar with online games. Traditional games are slowly replaced by modern games. Restlessness on disappearance of traditional games makes Pandes villagers in Bantul, Yogyakarta, to make effort in preserving traditional games by packing tourism activity at Kampung Dolanan. To enter to Kampung Dolanan, visitors will be welcomed with statues which are made from straws, bamboos, and covered with traditional clothes. Entering this area, further, visitors will be invited to see. Entering this area, further, visitors will be invited to see and participate in making toys of traditional games. Elders are still skillful in making patterns of traditional toys. At Kampung Dolanan, you can find various kinds of traditional toys which are almost extinct, such as otok-otok, paper wayang, angkrek, kitiran, manukan, and many others. At Kampung Dolanan, there are also outbound, catfish pond, rice field, and also place to play gamelan with instructor. Listeners, Kampung Dolanan is located at Pandes Hamlet, Panggung Harjo, Sewon Subdistrict, Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. The location is around 9 km off the southern of Yogyakarta or around our trip. The word of Dolanan comes from Javanese language, meaning toy. At Kampung Dolanan, there are a lot of craftsmen who make traditional toys. Most of them are elderly, and young people only help their parents to make the toy, making the toys use simple material. The materials are environmentally friendly and easy to find it, such as paper, clothing, dyes, marker, bamboo, and scissors. Listeners, tour package which is offered at Kampung Dolanan includes visiting House of Craftsmen, outbound and series of traditional games event. Every game has multiple intelligence which consists of rhythm of intelligence, kinesthetic and race or in Japanese language called Wiromo, Wirogo, and Wiroso. So, what are you waiting for? If you want to know more or to reminisce with Indonesian traditional toys, please come to Kampung Dolanan. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kampung Dolanan in Yogyakarta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Ke Pasar Ikan, which in English means going to the fish market. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Pasar ikan, which means fish market. Selamat pagi, good morning, bagaimana, bagaimana, how, kamu, kamu, you. Hari ini, today, sangat baik, very good, terima kasih, thank you, pergi kemana, where are you going, ke pasar ikan, going to the fish market, membeli apa, what do you want to buy? Ikan kakap, snapper. Ikan dori, dory fish. Cumi, cumi, calamari. Kerang, kerang, shell. Udang, udang, shrimp. Kepiting, kepiting, crab. Membuat, membuat, to make. Nasi goreng seafood, seafood fried rice, memasak, memasak, to cook. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Pasar Ikan, or in English means going to the fish market. The conversation is between A. Nina and B. Lucy. A. Nina. Selamat pagi Lucy, which means good morning Lucy. B. Lucy. Selamat pagi Nina. Good morning Nina. A. Nina. Bagaimana kabar kamu hari ini? Bagaimana kabar kamu hari ini? Which means, how are you today? B. Lucy. Sangat baik. Bagaimana denganmu? Sangat baik. Bagaimana denganmu? I'm very well. How about you? A. Nina. Baik juga. Terima kasih. Baik juga. Terima kasih. Which means, I'm fine too. Thank you. B. Lucy, kamu ingin pergi kemana hari ini? Kamu ingin pergi kemana hari ini? Which means, where are you going today? A. Nina, saya ingin ke pasar ikan Muara Karang. Saya ingin ke pasar ikan Muara Karang. Which means, I want to go to Marakarang Fish Market. B. Lucy, kamu ingin membeli apa? Kamu ingin membeli apa? Which means, what do you want to buy? A. Nina, membeli ikan kakap, ikan dori, cumi, kerang, udang, dan kepiting. Membeli ikan kakap, ikan dori, cumi, kerang, udang, dan kepiting. I want to buy snapper, dory fish, calamari, shell, shrimp, and crab. Aku ingin membuat nasi goreng seafood. Aku ingin membuat nasi goreng seafood. I want to make seafood fried rice. B. Lucy, baiklah, selamat memasak. Baiklah, selamat memasak, which means, all right, happy cooking. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's a great pleasure to meet you in our daily program, Music Corner. In today's edition, I will dedicate to you some nostalgic songs sung by Indonesian singers Chris Biantoro. Stay tuned.
Yang berlumpur dan bernoda, di sanalah kini engkau berada. Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Dulu pernah aku sekarang pun tetap mengharap padamu. Mengapa, oh mengapa, tak perlu bertanya. Andaikan mungkin ingin daku saja dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Andaikan mungkin ingin daku
saja dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus begini? Mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, mengapa aku tak percaya?
Listener, the song you've just listened was the song of Chris Biantoro entitled Mungkinkah. The song is about the life of a woman falling to the darkness, and when she is in desperate time of her life, there is a man feeling sympathetic and fall in love with her. He also asks her to live her life as if she upholds socio-cultural norms. With Chris baritone vocal, the song Mungkinkah became famous in 70s era and was frequently played in many radio stations. His name turned out to be more famous when he being a master of ceremony at various stages and events, as well as the presenter of the television programs. At that time, Indonesia had only one television station, namely TVRI. Well, listener, I will dedicate to you the next Chris Biantoro song.
Mata suratan hatimu nan merindu, rindu bayangan nan meliputi para seri wajahmu. Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mengapa membisu seribu bahasa? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu. Usah kau malu karena asmara, risau engkau risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu aku pun demikian, rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara, risau engkau risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu
aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Rindu, 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 rindu.
Listener, thank you for being with us in our daily segment Music Corner to play some old songs sung by the late Chris Biantoro. Listener, to end this music corner, I will present you a song by Chris Biantoro. I hope this song helps you to get some knowledge toward Indonesian music. See you next time and goodbye. Sampai jumpa.
Malam gemilang bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Tak jemu-jemu mata memandang, aku namakan di kau juta malam. Sinar matamu menari-nari langsung menembus ke dalam jantung kalbu. Aku terpikat masuk perangkap, apa daya asmara sudah melekat. Juwita malam, siapakah gerangan tuan? Juwita malam, dari bulankah tuan? Kereta kita segera tiba, di jati negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Gerangan tuan, juwita malam, dari bulankah tuan? Kereta kita segera tiba, di jati negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Suhan rembulan Aryati di kagemilan seni pujaan dosakah hamba mimpi berkasih dengan Tuhan ujung jarimu ku cium mesra tadi malam. Dosakah hamba memuja dikau dalam mimpi? Hanya dalam mimpi. Aryati di kamar di taman khayalku tak mungkin Tuhan terpetik daku, walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Demikian kau ucapkan janji. menangis kita berdua, tertawa bersama. Tapi kini apa terjadi? Segalanya kau tak peduli lagi. Dan yang lebih menghancurkan kalbu, kau bercumbu di depanku. Oh Tuhan, tunjukkanlah dosa dan salahku. Mudahnya dia buat janji, semudah dia ingkar janji. Alangkah kejamnya cinta, alangkah pedihnya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.